been saying this. It's just like, we have all of the information. There's no more research. There's no more investigation that needs to be done. No more questions have to be asked. Nobody else has to be brought in under oath to testify and lie to your face, Congress, Senate, President Trump. You have to do something now. You have to take action. You have to take severe, immediate, corrective action, or the country's over. Okay, so they're going to get mad. Who cares? They're mad anyway. They're going to call you a tyrant. Guess what? The top story on CBS News is you being a tyrant. The top story in the Atlantic is calling you literally Hitler. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you want our country to continue to exist, all of these people have to be taken care of. One way or another. And like genuinely, it's like we're like begging you, like, please, for the love of God, do it the right way. Do it through the government. Charge these people. Put them in prison. Remove them from power. Investigate their networks. Find out who they're giving money to, who's giving money to them, and arrest all. You have to arrest all of them. All of them, all of them, all of them. Confiscate all of their, like, do everything that they're doing to us has to be done to them. Not out of vengeance, not out of revenge, not out of a tit for tat you did to us, so we're doing it to you. But because the people that they're doing it to are innocent. The people that they are trying to imprison, the people that they are imprisoning, Rudy Giuliani having his apartment taken away and all of his luxury items stolen from him and given to some welfare queen in Georgia because he questioned the 2020 election. They have victimized people. They are traitors. They have to be punished. Yes, the media is going to get mad. Yes, the Democrats are going to cry foul. Look at what they're doing. Look at who they are. Stop being naive. Stop being fools. Stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. Save the country. Arrest or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Whatever. We're begging you to do it through the appropriate channels. We're begging you to use the United States government to correct itself. I'm begging all of the listeners, vote like your life depends on it, because if Trump doesn't get into office and he doesn't do all of the things necessary to get us back on the right track, then that's it. That's it. It's over. It's over. Look at what they've done over the last 4 years. Look at what they are saying they're planning on doing over the next 4 years. There will never be another candidate like Donald Trump. There will never be an outsider of this popularity. They will ensure that. They'll ensure it by flooding the country. They'll ensure it by crashing the economy. They'll ensure it by censorship. They'll ensure it by cooperation with big tech, silencing anybody. So any nascent political movement will be snuffed out in its crib from here on out. We're down to the wire. We're less than 2 weeks away from the election. I don't know how to make it any more clear what the stakes are. And I really just hope that after all this, Trump sees how serious it is. I hope that he sees how serious it is. I hope he doesn't just do what he did last time, which is try to work with these people. And that's kind of the theme of today's show. In a way, the theme of InfoWars. The purpose, the goal, the ultimate achievement of InfoWars would be, if we can, as we desperately try, to stop the American people being naive. That's it. That's all that we want to stop. Just stop being naive. Stop being gullible. Stop being ignorant. Stop being taken advantage of. You just have to stop. It's just a choice you make. And maybe the best example of this, like one of the best examples of just a conspiracy in general, but especially the way it's carried out, relying on, dependent on the naive goodwill of the American people, is the voter fraud that's already being carried out and the change to the voting system. So let's just think about this and think about how illustrative this example is. I don't even know how to impress this on people. They changed the laws to allow mail-in balloting on the basis of COVID. Nobody should have fallen for that. Nobody should have fallen for that. It's so blatantly compelled by ulterior motives. Like, it's got everything, doesn't it? First of all, it's the problem reaction solution. You fabricate a problem. In this case, the crisis that they fabricated was fabricated at multiple levels. They actually created the virus that they released. They released the virus. Even releasing the virus wouldn't have resulted in mail-in balloting because they also orchestrated and pre-planned and carried out the psychological operation, create the fear, create lockdowns, keep people in their homes to justify getting the mail-in ballots. And because people were scared, because they were frightened, because they were locked in this psychological blind of manufactured fright, when the proposal was set forth that we'll do all mail-in balloting, people actually thought they were doing it out of concern. You fools. You naive idiots. There was never a threat. There was never a danger. There was never a reason to do mail-in balloting. Not only did they do it in the other perfect way, right? It's an emergency crisis situation. We have to do this. It's temporary, but now it's forever. But now it still exists. Now Arizona is saying it will take 10 to 13 days after the election to get the votes counted. The only reason mail-in balloting exists at all is so they can cheat. There's no other reason. There's no excuse for this. Even if the excuse was valid in 2020, it's ridiculous in 2024. It's completely nonsensical. It doesn't even remotely make, they don't even have the excuse to pretend it makes sense in 2024. So why does mail-in balloting exist? So they can cheat. Very simply. So stop being naive. Stop being naive. Stop believing that the people in power in our country have your best interests in mind or are implementing brand new outrageous policy measures out of a concern for your health or concern for your safety or a desire to create, you know, a system by which the election can be even more secure. It's a lie. It's just all a lie. And if the American people would just think potentially, like just have the possibility in their mind, maybe these people aren't being honest. Maybe I don't need to give them carte blanche. Maybe when they're reorganizing and reestablishing the entire voting process arbitrarily by fiat, maybe there's an ulterior motive there, and maybe we shouldn't let them, because once they get their foot in their door, that's it. It's over. No election ever will be legit ever again.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.